I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
You want to play poker tomorrow night? Here's what you're going to do right now. You are going to call the contest line 312-591-6700. If you are caller number six and you're 21 or older, you are playing. You might just find yourself as a winner of this play-in in the World Series of Poker main event. We are doing this for the kids at One Step Camp from Children's Oncology Services. It's for one seat in the Charity Poker Championship at the Montgomery Club in Chicago. Tournament starts at 6. Check in and start eating and drinking at 5. Hope to see you tomorrow night.
Here's Mike Mullen.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom. Objection! You can't show my clients rates to your customers! We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place so shopping is easier. Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law! No, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest. I rest my case! Move to adjourn for snack time!
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
The amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
CBS Thursdays. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because I don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Thursday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store. And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Thursdays.
President Knight.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, this scoreboard update is brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn.
It could be worse, you know. I'm not, people talk about your name at all, but it comes with it. When your team is underachieving, I got to kind of shake up things, got to see what's out there. But I'm no stranger since my rookie year. I've been in trade rumors a lot, so there's nothing new to me.
That's Bulls forward Taj Gibson talking about the trade rumors surrounding his team. Now, the trade deadline is tomorrow afternoon. The Bulls are reported to be aggressively shopping Pau Gasol. He's expected to decline the player option of $7.4 million for next year. The Bulls are off tonight. They play at Cleveland tomorrow. Nikola Mirotic met the media today, talked about the 18 pounds he lost following his appendectomy. He does plan to be back this season, though. Other reports have the Hornets pursuing a trade for Dwight Howard. On the hockey, the Blackhawks skate tonight at the Rangers. They've dropped the puck at 7. NFL, Ian Rappaport is reporting that former Bears tackle Jermon Bushrod has a tear in his shoulder that will require surgery. He should be ready for the 2016 season. College sports, Illinois is expected to announce the hiring of Josh Whitman as AD. Whitman comes from Division III Washington University. DePaul basketball can be heard on the Score this evening as the Blue Demons play at St. John's. Coverage starts at 6:45. Nike has terminated its contract with Manny Pacquiao after the boxer and singer-slash-songwriter posted a derogatory tweet about same-sex couples, and Michael Jordan turns 53 today. Check out the Chicago Auto Show with the Score. Catch Hub Arc is broadcasting live from the Toyota Sports Corner today from 6 to 10 p.m. Brought to you by Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. This season, every game will be heard on 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by Canals Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff.
What about Mark Schanowski talking the other day?
Here's Mark Schanowski.
Mark Schanowski.
Mark Schanowski, Mr. NBA.
Mark Schanowski covering the Bulls for CSN Chicago.
Rose looking. Got it, knocked away by Hayward. Gasol lost the ball.
Another loss, another turnover.
Here's Garman. That's going to be stolen. 21 points off Bulls turnover.
The Bulls kind of look like a bunch of independent contractors who were thrown together.
Host of Bulls pre- and post-game live.
Mark Schanowski back at our downtown Chicago studio.
He's on fire.
Talking Bulls basketball all season long.
I think we're going to see big changes this summer. They see what's going on the court. They realize they lack athleticism. Some of the pieces don't fit very well together. And the biggest issue right now is team chemistry.
Mark Schanowski with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
He's on Twitter at Mark Schanowski. He's with us now on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Home Run In Pizza now open in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood. And we've been talking about big changes this summer, but if some respected reporters are to be believed, there might be some big changes much sooner than that, as we are within 24 hours of the NBA trading deadline. Hello, Mark.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Well, it's going well, and just trying to monitor Adrian Wojnarowski and others of his ilk who are well-connected around the NBA, saying that Taj Gibson's name has come up, and Woj says that the Bulls are actively shopping Pau Gasol.
Yeah, I think that Woj report might be overstated. The Bulls obviously are taking phone calls regarding the availability of a guy who can score, who can do a little bit of rim protecting at the other end, and has been a very consistent player over the course of his career. Any number of contenders would love to have that piece as either a, you know, possible starter or a bench guy, but you know, the reality of it is Gasol has stated publicly that he's going to test the free agent market this summer, and with all the money coming into the league, he's probably going to get a really big contract. So he's basically a rental for any team that would bring him on, and as a result, you're not going to really get much in return. The Bulls would be willing to move either Gasol or Taj Gibson. You know, we've talked about this before. Their mission statement right now is to try to get younger and more athletic. And if some team is willing to offer them a young wing guy that they like and they feel like can be part of this team going forward, then they'd be willing to make a deal. But they're not just going to hand Pau Gasol or Taj Gibson off for second-round draft picks or, even worse, a contract that extends for another 1 or 2 years and restricts their ability to go into the marketplace this summer in free agency. So even despite these reports you're hearing this afternoon, I still would be surprised if they do anything of substance before the deadline.
So they have resigned. The rest of us from the outside are looking at it, and we know what this is, I think, going forward, especially for the rest of this year. Are they at that realization now? And if they are, at what point did they get there?
Well, I think what's happened over the last week or so is they've realized that things really have bottomed out in terms of, you know, team chemistry and their competitiveness on the court. You know, they had the long extended road trip as they always have in late January, early February, and they basically, you know, gave away three winnable games, and that took a toll on the team, you know, in terms of its psyche. And then they went into the Charlotte game and the one last game for the All-Star break at home against Atlanta, and they were non-competitive. Fred Hoiberg said as much in his post-game news conference last Wednesday, and I think that really kind of prompted the front office to think that, you know, this is something that is not likely to get markedly better over the rest of the season, and our job now is to try to come up with a better roster to accommodate what Fred Hoiberg wants to do. Fred Hoiberg signed a 5-year contract. He's not going anywhere, and it's up to the front office to find players that he can utilize better. If they can do something in the next, you know, 23 hours that can bring another player in here, they will do that, but it's not like they're actively just trying to strip the team to get under the luxury tax or maybe to find a late first-round draft pick. I mean, they're looking to do something to get, you know, significantly better and not just put a Band-Aid on a team that's struggling right now.
Unfortunately, they're out of assets. And one of the big problems this year, and really the hidden sadness of this year is the devaluation of first-round picks. I mean, the fact that Nikola Mirotic is not what he was, either his game or now physically, and Doug McDermott isn't proving that he's been able to take the next step. Tony Snell is no good. So you've got, I mean, that right there, that's three first-round picks that just don't have the same value in the trade market to your own team or otherwise. Meanwhile, your one piece that does matter is a guy who doesn't really match all that well with your coach, who's actually said that he didn't really like the offense that was being run. He told him to coach harder, but you got to fix the Butler-Hoiberg thing. If, in fact, you're moving forward and trying to use Butler as the primary building block, I want to know what the plan is to make it work with the two of them personally and philosophically.
That is the number one challenge going forward, because those are the only two guys who are expected to be here long term, and they have to get on the same page in terms of how Jimmy's going to be used on the offensive end and what concessions Butler has to make in order to make himself a better teammate. And right now they're kind of, you know, clashing in that. It's been a situation where Jimmy views himself as an isolation scorer, a la Carmelo Anthony, get him the ball in the mid post and let him go to work one-on-one against his guy. Fred would rather see the ball pushed up the court, equal opportunity, and lots of three-point shots, which is not Jimmy's forte. You know, we've seen multiple reports from beat writers early in the season about unnamed guys going to the coaching staff and saying, hey, let's try some plays we ran last year under Tom Thibodeau because it gets us better looks. And obviously that's referring to Jimmy and to Pau Gasol. And, you know, those guys didn't feel like this particular offensive system was catered to their talents. And that's part of a challenge of a first-year head coach in the NBA who came from the college ranks. You know, these college kids are wide-eyed. They're going to do whatever the coach says. They'll run through a brick wall for them. They're going to try to execute the offense to perfection. Now you're dealing with grown men making a lot of money, most of them making more than the coaches, who have their own ideas about how an offense should be run. And until Jimmy and Fred get on the same page in terms of, you know, is Jimmy going to execute the offense exactly the way it's drawn up on the chalkboard, or is he going to break it off and run his own stuff? I mean, that's got to stop, because the coach is the final authority. He's got to be able to go in the locker room and say, listen, I'm the guy in charge here, and then things are going to be done my way. Otherwise, you know, it's going to impact your playing time. It's the only hammer that a coach has, and right now Hoiberg really has been reluctant to use that.
Mark, is it even worth it for them to go through the process of trying to figure out a way to work together to repair that, as opposed to just maximizing his value of what it is right now?
Maybe he's peaked. Maybe at 27, maybe this is the best he's going to be.
So what I'm saying. I mean, is it better for them as an organization to just say, this is as good as he's going to get? There's no point in even trying to build around him. Let's see what we can get in return as long as that value's up.
Well, that's an interesting question. I just don't know at this point, when you consider the declining value of so many of the assets on the team, are you really going to take your best player, who arguably is among the top 15 or 20 in the league, and decide you're going to trade him? I mean, you know, who are you going to get? You know, I know we've talked in the past about the possible availability of DeMarcus Cousins. It looks like Sacramento is in no mood to trade him, either now or in the foreseeable future. But, you know, who are you going to build your team around? If you're going to trade Jimmy Butler, you have to get a top 20 player in the league back. And usually those guys aren't available unless they hit the free agent market. I just don't really see where we're trading Jimmy. You're probably going to be trading him on, you know, 75 cents on the dollar. And that's the last thing this team needs with so few assets, is to take a bad deal for your best player. So I think, you know, Jimmy and Fred are going to be here, and I think it's incumbent on them to get together. And I'm sure they have. I'm sure they've had multiple conversations of how he can be best utilized in this offense. They've got to find a way to make it work going forward. Obviously, Hoiberg wants a point guard who's going to push the pace. We've seen Derrick Rose do it at times, not do it at others. And, you know, we don't know what Derrick's future is going to be long-term with the organization. So, you know, he starts with the point guard, and then you have to find more shooters to put around Jimmy. And I think this offense would have looked a lot better had Nico Mirotic, you know, not had the appendicitis and really off to a slow start this year, and had Doug McDermott taken a bigger step forward, because those two guys are being counted on as your floor spacers. You take them out of the equation, and as we mentioned, Tony Snell has done little or nothing all season long, and you have an offense that's bogged down. It's basically restricted to high screen and roll with Rose and Gasol and Jimmy running isolation, and you don't have those weak side shooters that you really need to make it all work.
I guess what I'm wondering overall is, if they make the decision that we're not going to get as much back in return as we could, we need to build around this guy, how quickly can they do it to where it would matter? Because at some point, maybe he's not the same player next year. Maybe he's not the same player in 2 years. Can they do it quickly enough that it would matter?
Well, they're in a difficult situation because obviously they got lucky with the lottery in 08, and they got a transcendent talent in Derrick Rose, who was just fantastic for 3 years, and then unfortunately had a series of knee injuries. You know, you need an element of luck in this whole equation. Basketball is a player's league. You know, it's not about coming in with a new system, either offensively or defensively, that's magically going to make average players into superstars. You've got to find superstar talent in order to be a contender for championships. And right now the Bulls are in a position where they have, as I mentioned, a top 15 to 20 player in Jimmy Butler. You've got a declining player in Derrick Rose, and you've got a 35-year-old Pau Gasol surrounded by a bunch of young players who have yet to come close to achieving what the front office had hoped. So it's kind of a mixed bag, and a lot of NBA teams are dealing with the same issues. I mean, we're hearing all kinds of rumors over the last week or so about teams looking to make major deals to try to get themselves closer to an ultimate championship. And it's got to be frustrating for a lot of front offices in that you've got a team in Oakland, the Golden State Warriors, that look like they're a potential dynasty in the making. You've also got, you know, an elite team in San Antonio, and Cleveland clearly is the class of the Eastern Conference. So all these teams are trying to make moves, with the reality is that it's probably not going to move them all that much closer to getting to the NBA Finals. And if the Bulls are of the mind to tear it down, well, then you've got to look seriously at moves like trying to trade Derrick Rose this summer and trying to do whatever you can to find picks to get into the lottery where these franchise-changing talents are normally acquired.
That's the thing about the NBA, and it will always be the thing about the NBA because of the nature of the sport, because of the power of superstars to affect games more so than in any other sport, that you're going to have a handful of teams every year that could potentially win a title. And something that we might be seeing starting now with the Golden State Warriors, it changes that calculus further. It's not baseball where you just try to get a bunch of bites at the apple and spin the wheel of the postseason. In hockey, it can happen even. In football, when it's only one game, basketball is unique in the major sports that you know when the season begins, you can look at the rosters and say, if healthy, these are the only teams that can win a championship.
It's not a just get into the postseason, anything can happen kind of sport.
It's 4 out of 7, and somebody's got one of the best players in the world who can have the ball every time.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate thing for any of the other NBA teams that are on the outside looking in right now. How do you find those pieces in order to get closer to the chance of winning a championship? As you mentioned, in baseball, any team that gets into the postseason has a legitimate chance to walk away with the World Series trophy. We've seen it in hockey many times where the 8 seed knocks off the 1 seed. Maybe a little bit lesser in the NFL, but in basketball, there are only going to be a handful of teams every year that have a chance to win a championship. And Golden State's got something special going. You know, think if they get Kevin Durant this offseason. I mean, it's going to really, in my view, hurt the league in that, you know, what are these other teams competing for? They're playing 82 games over 6 months with no realistic chance to advance very far in the playoffs. And, you know, all the teams are looking at this new cap space that's coming in, but I think in a lot of ways that's going to be a curse to some of these middle-of-the-road teams because they're going to be overpaying for average talents. You're going to see guys like Nicholas Batum and Hassan Whiteside, who's a bad attitude guy, get $20 to $25 million in the free agent market and with the ability to potentially wreck those franchises because of what they're going to do to the salary structure and maybe some of the attitudes of some of their teammates. So it'll be fascinating to see what happens in the next couple of years as these bad contracts are handed out to see which teams really kind of hit that the downward cycle in terms of the team's attitude and their ability to function properly.
Hey, Mark, before we let you go, I've been meaning to ask you this. What do you know about Michael Reinsdorf's feelings regarding some of the larger picture stuff? Because I know when it comes to the White Sox that Jerry's always been a go-for-it guy and always been sort of a riverboat gambler when it comes to endorsing the win-now mentality when presented with options. And I know that Michael is taking more of a leadership role of the Bulls now. And have you spoken with him? Do you know people who know how he feels about some of this? Because he's going to matter a whole lot more.
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, Jerry's pretty much handed over day-to-day control of the Bulls to Michael Reinsdorf. I have never had an extended conversation with Michael Reinsdorf, so I couldn't pretend to tell you exactly what his long-term vision is for the franchise. We know that his dad has always been fiercely loyal to his employees, particularly in the front office, who've worked, you know, for decades at a time, which pretty much given carte blanche to make the moves that they feel are necessary. I don't know, you know, what his feelings are about Fred Hoiberg's future with the team or what his long-term vision is of the roster, or, you know, the dual lead of John Paxson and Gar Forman. Those are all questions that are going to be have to be addressed at an ownership level this summer, because if the Bulls continue on this downward slide and miss the playoffs, well, then you're going to definitely have a mandate for change, and that could impact the team on a lot of different levels. And Michael Reinsdorf will obviously have a big voice on whatever changes are made this summer.
When will we next hear from John Paxson and or Gar Forman?
I think they will emerge from their bubble after the trade deadline. I don't know that they'll hold a news conference or anything like that, but I think they'll make themselves available, you know, for TV and radio interviews, to the point where, you know, they may give you some insight in what their view of the team is going forward. Obviously, we won't find out how close they were to making any kind of significant deals at the deadline, but I think they will emerge over the next week or so, and you'll get some kind of thought, at least, as to where they feel about where the organization stands. You know, they're not going to undercut Hoiberg in terms of saying this team has no chance to do anything this year, but you may get some idea that, you know, the focus is going to be on trying to get more athletic, trying to get more young players in here and get better shooting going forward. And they thought they had a roster that had some of those components, but unfortunately, as the season's evolved, we found out that, you know, they just miscalculated in a lot of areas, and that's going to be a lot of holes to try to plug this summer. It probably will take a couple of off seasons to try to get it done, and I know that's the last thing Bulls fans want to hear after seeing them, you know, come close to getting to the finals in 2011 and having a puncher's chance last year. Now it seems like, you know, they've dipped below the middle to the near lottery level. It's happened very quickly, but it's going to take a lot longer to get out of it.
All right, hope you had a restful break, and you're looking forward to getting back at it. We'll be watching. Mark, thank you as always.
And pitchers and catchers on Friday, so that's something we're pretty excited about here.
Oh, happy Michael's birthday, Mark.
Yeah, happy Jordan
happy
birthday.
Happy Michael's
day.
Birthday.
Well, as I said, this is Michael's my second favorite basketball player, born on February 17th. My daughter, Brooke, is number one. So happy birthday to my daughter.
What a great dad.
There you go. Yeah. That's a good dad right there.
Thanks, Mark. Great dad.
Mark Schanowski of Comcast Sportsnet. Before Bulls games, after Bulls games, always very solid stuff from him. We haven't taken a lot of calls today because we've just been silly and talking about stuff. Happy to do that. 312-644.
Why? 6767.
That's the number. You should come say hello to us if you are at the Chicago Auto Show. If you are headed here before 6 o'clock, come see all the Toyotas here. If you're sick of winter, Toyota and the local Toyota dealers want to send you and a guest to Cubs Spring Training in Mesa, Arizona. For your chance to win, visit ToyotaCubsSpringSweeps.com. You got the score.
Go to 670thescore.com
for the latest exclusive digital content from The Score.
Podcasts
and show audio on demand.
670thescore.com.
Read what's hot in Chicago sports from our 670thescore.com columnists.
Exclusive Score content focusing on your favorite team. Chicago sports digitized.
It all starts at 670thescore.com.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. I was truly hoping we could all get through the Kobe Bryant retirement tour without him getting hit with a bunch of schlocky going-away gifts. Baseball is saying goodbye to Derek Jeter by loading him up with surfboards, subway tiles, and a magic bucket of dirt. It was pretty lame. But thankfully, the Kobe tour has largely been gift-free. Until now, I knew gag gift guy would show up eventually. Chris Paul gave him a walking cane, some reading glasses, compression socks, and a tube of denture glue. LOL, way to zing him, Chris. Where did you get that cane? Right next to the trick gum and the whoopee cushion? If you thought Jeets getting cowboy boots and golf clubs was lame, just wait until Kobe Bryant is getting Bengay, Depends, and Viagra. I'm Jim Rome.
The amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. As delicious as I'll twist on an old favorite, the real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll agree to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans, one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income, the number 10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Matt Abatacola.
It's that time of year, and I know those guys, like we talked about last night, I know they're doing their job, and they're on the phone constantly, as all 30 teams are at this time of year, and seeing, you know, if there's things he can do to improve rosters, and that's what it's about this time of year.
That's Bulls head coach Fred Hoiberg, as the trade deadline is approaching tomorrow afternoon. The Bulls are reported to be aggressively shopping Pau Gasol. He's expected to decline the player option of $7.4 million for next season. Now, on the court, the Bulls are off tonight. They play at Cleveland tomorrow, their first game back after the break. Nikola Mirotic met the media today and has lost 18 pounds following his appendectomy. He does plan on being back this season, though. And other reports have the Hornets pursuing a trade for Dwight Howard. On the hockey, the Blackhawks skate tonight at the Rangers. They drop the puck at 7. NFL, Ian Rappaport is reporting that former Bears tackle Jermaine Bushrod, who was released yesterday, has a tear in his shoulder that will require surgery. He should be ready for the 2016 season. College sports, Illinois is expected to announce the hiring of Josh Whitman as AD. Whitman comes from Division III Washington University. DePaul basketball can be heard on the Score this evening as the Blue Demons play at St. John's. Coverage starts at 6:45. Nike has terminated its contract with Manny Pacquiao after the boxer and singer/songwriter posted a derogatory tweet about same-sex couples. And Michael Jordan turns 53 today. Check out the Score at the Chicago Auto Show and join the Boars and Bernstein Show on Friday from 1 to 6 p.m., followed by Zach Zaidman from 6 to 10, broadcasting live from the Toyota Sports Corner. It's brought to you by Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs.
You just quit in the middle of the update. I kind of want to do that one day, just leave.
No, I didn't quit. I just
Matt's done.
And what happens when you don't proofread?
And,
you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, Chris Ranji.
I know exactly.
Oh, Chris Ranji.
What are you talking about?
Yes, you do. I'm Matt Abatacola, and he's Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. This season, every game will be heard on 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thank you.
Word,
yeah,
or an extra word,
or an apostrophe that shouldn't be there,
or a whole extra sentence just out of nowhere.
that happens
too.
Yep.
Here, I'll read it for you. Here we go.
Word for word.
Yeah. Check out the Chicago Auto Show with the Score. Join Dan Bernstein and Matt Abatacola on Friday from 1 to 6 p.m. followed by Zach.
Okay.
Zaidman.
Cool.
Followed by Zach Zaidman from 6 to 10 p.m. broadcasting live from the Toyota Sports Corner tomorrow from 1 to 10 p.m. That makes sense. Yeah, it does. It's brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. All right. You guys have fun there.
Are we doing Fung on Friday?
Ooh, it's a good time to discuss it, though, Dan.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, well, just think of something we haven't done in a while. Let's find something good, because it's been fun lately. No answer.
Oh, I walked away. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
See, he finally did quit.
Yeah.
I think it would be funny just to, right in the middle of a sentence, just get up and walk out and never come back.
I wish you would do that, Ranj.
Yeah, Ranji.
The Bernstein wish you'd do the same.
I did that on a remote once with Barry Rasner.
Why? What did he do to you?
No, he didn't do anything. We opened the show. We asked the producer to come out with certain sports highlights, and they came out with a different sports highlights.
Mm-hmm.
And then right in the middle, like about 6 minutes into the show, played a clip of himself singing. He was singing a song.
What?
Yeah, it was crazy, and I didn't know what the hell was going on, so I just got up and walked out and left Barry there.
Who was it?
McNeil did that.
It was one half of the rickshaw team.
Yep, I heard that story.
We had asked for baseball highlights, and we got like Blackhawk highlights out, and then all of a sudden he's just singing on the air. I was like, whoa.
It's well, so I.
Tuesday goodbye to Mark Grody.
Because we were talking about Grody, and we were talking about the Cubs, and Grody getting this is when he got the pre- and post-game job.
Oh, my
God. And then he just played that, like, as we were talking.
I
put the headphones on and walked out. We were at a dealership out in Libertyville, and I just walked out, and I went out to the parking lot and stood around for a few minutes.
Oh, I remember this now.
Yep. Yeah, you do.
Yes, I do.
That's right, because you were getting us hot dogs and coffee and cookies.
Were you legit angry?
Oh, no, I was just screwing with Rosner because I don't like him. Yeah.
All right, I mentioned I would take calls.
Good luck.
Thank you. Yes, the guy who probably saw them being screened says good luck. Solon on the south side, you're on the score.
Hey, what's going on? Who was that? Who was that singing there? Was that you, Matty? Nice pipes.
Yeah, it was Matt singing.
Oh, nice. Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Real quick, I just want to make mention as far as the Bears, before I get to that OJ comment. What are they talking about everything except a backup quarterback? And that's my concern. They talk about offense, defense. Obviously, defense needs everything. But if Cutler goes, it's a wrap.
That goes for any team.
It doesn't matter.
That goes for any NFL team. Your starting quarterback goes down, you're screwed.
Right. So we've never had a backup that's legit, let alone a third dude.
I'm not. It's just not a big concern right now.
That's not true, Dan. Trent Green went down, and it all worked out nicely.
Stop. All right, what else you got?
Can I make my point about the OJ deal that I didn't like?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The extras.
When the kids went to the diner, they kept focusing on this one girl, and it might have been Kim Kardashian. I didn't particularly care for that, and then, you know, at all. And that was just it was super sensational. I didn't like that at all. And I didn't know if you know that, too, but it was
Yeah, I don't. I'm actually not sure what you're talking about.
Thank you, Solon.
But he's not sure.
I have no idea what he's. I think I know the scene. I don't know the part though. I remember them going out to eat. I just don't know what he's talking about.
In Woodridge, it is Scott on the score.
Hey guys, just had a question. I wanted to get your take. You were talking about trade deadline a little bit here, and then some of these guys like Hassan Whiteside might get a huge deal and screw his team. I was wondering, do you think the NBA and these max contracts has been a good thing or bad thing? I wonder if it's upset some of the economics of the league with a guy like LeBron is worth the same value as some team that had, you know, extra cap space at the end. They just have to give out max deals and all these guys see themselves as max players.
But the only reason the cap is going up is because of how much money they have. It's a good thing. They just got a massive multi-billion dollar television deal. Who do you see being hurt by this?
Well, I'm thinking about some of these middling teams that are struggling to maybe attract players where they could, as they stockpile up cash, maybe they could offer LeBron two times what a max player would get. I know it's a whole pool. I was just curious.
Max is the max. You can't offer two times a max. I mean,
they get rid of the max and give LeBron, hey, maybe he's worth $50 million a year to a team. And so say, hey, the max the guy could get is 30. When Curry becomes a free agent, is he worth the same as Jimmy Butler on the free agent?
You can supersede the cap. You can go over the cap to re-sign your own free agents. But you're doing that to make sure that there's a greater likelihood that guys stay in the same city for longer. They don't want more player movement. They want to keep it more likely that the bird rights are able to keep guys where they are. So you'll usually take less money to go somewhere else. So I'm not quite sure.
Well, I don't think anybody's hurt. Who's
hurt by it?
I don't. Well, the teams aren't.
You don't have to be stupid. I mean, even if there's a cap floor, dumb teams are always going to have problems.
Well, just manage your money right.
Right.
Spend your money well.
Don't be an
idiot. Your money smartly, and you're not going to be hurt. If you are hurt, it's because you didn't spend your money correctly.
On the southwest side, Sam is on WSCR.
Hey.
Hey.
The Blackhawks.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah,
is he still there? Well,
they've been amazing to be able to stay in first place here after getting rid of two good guys in the off season.
Lady, what are you...
This is not the time to do hockey.
What was that?
He misses Patrick Sharp, is what he's saying.
And they're not in first place.
And who else does he miss? Sharp and what, Oduya? That's it.
They don't miss Patrick Sharp.
Well, they don't.
No, there's been... You notice how quiet things have been? Notice how calm the waters have been and how you're not hearing about certain things happening? Nope, you got rid of him. There was a divorce. And next thing you know, everything's...
But...
Different.
He is very good looking.
Well, it's more like an and than a but.
I think it's a but. Is the show over yet?
I don't know why I find that so funny. It was the look on your face. You just had, you said that so earnestly. I think it's a but. Well, what is that?
That's it. It's over. It's all over.
No, it's not. It's not.
Get these two idiots off the air. Sorry.
All right.
We'd like to thank Mark
Stop.
Okay. What the hell's going on out here?
Ask him. It's always his fault.
I do this show once every 15 years.
You've done it.
How's it my fault?
You've done it three times recently.
Yes, and three times every 15 years. Who are you? Okay.
There's a toddler over there who might like one of these little baseballs.
You know, he might be offended you called him a toddler. Do you ever watch the show?
That's not a toddler?
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
He's
happy. He's got a ball.
Do you ever watch the show, Nathan? You don't watch
it. You know what? Here, give him another. He's probably going to lose that one, so give him another one just as a backup. Believe me, I know that age. He'll drop it before you leave, so put that one in your pocket.
One of the really good shows on TV is Nathan For You. It's Nathan Fielder, the comedian. He's on Comedy Central, and what he does is he goes into businesses, small businesses, and
gives them wrong advice. Yes.
Just really bad, or he'll have these convoluted schemes, and they're stupid, and pretty much without fail, when he presents the ideas to these people, they look at him with, okay, I guess. You know, like they don't really want to. And one of his ideas was for this toy manufacturer who ended up just berating him.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to sell this ball. It was like a ball with spikes on, not real spikes, but like a, I don't know, a ball. So he said the best.
Well
the
described.
Best, I can't describe it. It's a ball. And his idea to sell this was to market it that, to kids directly, that if you didn't own this ball, you were a baby. Because kids being hate called a baby. And so he did a focus group where he's got like three kids in a conference room.
Oh, that's
and
great.
They got the ball sitting on the table in front of him, and none of them want anything to do with it. And he goes, well, you know, if you don't have one of these, it means you're a baby. And one by one, each kid comes over and grabs one.
I love ball.
It is so funny.
It's the Boers and Bernstein show. Joe Colley just posted something in the Sun-Times about a mistake that the Bulls might be making. This is an exasperating Bulls story. If his sources are indeed correct, and I have no reason to doubt that his sources are correct in this story, but it's just being a Bulls fan is so much damn work. I'll tell you why in a moment. You have the score.
Moe and Hanley here. Right now, you are listening to Boers and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us.
That's right. We're live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports stories.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We wake up early just for you, Chicago.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Now let's take a minute to talk about your home internet service. How important is fast, reliable internet to you and your family? How is your internet service? Do you hate it? Is it so-so? Is it somewhat reliable? Is it not really dependable at all? Do you just hate the speed? Hey there, internet friends. It's Matt Abaticola. You know, I couldn't be happier with my Xfinity internet at home. It's always fast, always reliable. You know, I can download entire movies for the kids or entire albums for myself in just seconds. And in my house, there's lots of online shopping taking place. I'm always on social media or email for work. And Xfinity always provides the service I need regardless of the number of devices being used at one time. You know, Xfinity has the internet plan to fit your family's needs, whether you guys occasionally surf the web or spend hours streaming your favorite shows and movies. You know, Xfinity Internet has the fastest internet in America. Xfinity delivers the fastest internet in America based on over 60 million consumer tests run at speedtest.net. So here's what you do, friends. Hurry up and make the switch to Xfinity Internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. And ask how to get even more speed with Blast Internet, now with speeds up to 75 megabits. Now, Xfinity Internet is perfect for everyone, so be sure to call and call them right now, 1-800-XFINITY, or visit Xfinity.com and make the switch to Xfinity today. Aren't you tired of just hating your internet service at home, not being reliable, and being very slow? Make the switch. Now, this offer ends 3/27/16. Requires enrollment to EcoBill paperless billing. Restrictions do apply, and offer is valid for new customers only. But make that switch today or call for more info, 1-800-XFINITY, or visit Xfinity.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. As for it by name, Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a coach giving the ultimate pep talk. Listen, the proper technique is going to Progressive.com so you can see Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates, even if we're not the lowest, like we practiced. And remember, no matter what happens, the important thing is to try and save some money out there.
Thanks, coach.
Man, I love this job.
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Be wise. Be ready. Wise Food Stores provides ready-made gourmet meals with an amazing 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious gourmet food. Why waste your next emergency on an empty stomach? Call today at 855-401-0959. That's 855-401-0959 to order or request a free sample. Be wise. Be ready.
Have you thought about getting new floors for your home? Well, for a limited time, you could get 60% off select styles of carpet and flooring from Empire today. Get select styles of carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile for any room and get a whopping 60% off. Choose from quality name brands right from your home. Don't miss Empire's incredible 60% off sale. Schedule a free in-home estimate now by calling 1-800. That's 800-815-6024. That's 800-815-6024. Product only. Select styles. Excludes installation, padding, and materials. Ends 2/28/16. Details and licensure information available at EmpireToday.com.
This week's most popular music. 5 years ago, 2011.
Number 3.
Katy Perry, Firework.
Baby, you're a firework.
Number 2.
Bruno Mars, Grenade.
I catch a grenade for ya.
And the number 1 song this week, 5 years ago in 2011. Wiz Khalifa, Black and Yellow.
Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call pain management specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And one of the more adorable moments of the Boris and Bernstein show is it can never be described that way.
The only adorable
moment.
It was
the little boy walking by with a baseball hat on, and I flipped him one of our little foam baseballs that says the Cubs radio on there and the Toyota logo on there. And he picks it up and he looks at it. And he walks right over and flips it back to me, like I had dropped it.
No,
like I I just lost it. And I threw it back. I'm like, no, that's you, and he kind of like, really? Yes, of course. You can have it. It's yours. But it's just very nice.
I think what he was saying is, I don't want this creep.
Right. Hey.
He wasn't saying, you dropped this, mister.
Turd. No. No, thank you. I don't want your stupid ball. Your show sucks.
You're ugly. That's what the kid said. Here's your ball back, and you're ugly.
You're ugly, and I hate your dumbass show. This is Joe Cowley in the Sun-Times. Says, according to an NBA source, what he calls the two-headed snake of general manager Gar Foreman.
He just can't help himself.
He can't.
I love him so much.
And VP of basketball operations John Paxson continued trying to figure out ways to immediately fix the roster. And we're even in what was described as interesting talks with the Boston Celtics, as well as a mystery team, in a three-way deal that would have set out Pau Gasol, bringing back picks and a rotation big man for the Bulls. Those talks went silent by late Wednesday afternoon, however, as the Bulls couldn't pry the high pick they wanted from Boston. As well as Foreman and Paxson, this is according to the source, not wanting to look like they're giving up on this roster this year.
That can't be true. I don't believe that.
But why do you care what you look like? It's okay to give up on the roster because the roster gave up on you. So that's been the problem with all the calls they've taken on Gasol. He's been the second most consistent player on the roster this season, and with Jimmy Butler sidelined for at least two more weeks, life without Gasol and Butler even short-term could be the difference in making the postseason in the Eastern Conference and being on the outside looking in. Well, yeah, but that would be fine.
Well, listen, if everybody already knows that you're willing to trade, that means they're smart enough to deduce from that that you kind of think it's over. So if that's already out there, I don't understand what they're trying to do. Besides, if you let Gasol go, it's not like anybody's going to think anything of it. I mean, they understand. He's only under contract for a couple more months, and then it's it. He's not coming back next year. So it's not like you're trading somebody who's going to be around for the next three seasons and can help you build to a championship.
This isn't one of these secrets where you know something the rest of the world doesn't, and you've got some sort of market advantage because you don't have to share every last bit of information. Everyone knows what the deal is. And everyone's seen you play. Everyone knows your record. Everyone knows who's injured. And everyone knows that Gasol's already said that he's opting out of his deal.
And if you're worried how it looks to the players, if you're worried that you don't want we don't want these guys to think that we're quitting on them because we think they can't do it, they're not going to care. By the time the offseason rolls around, those several months go by and they start things back up next winter, they're not going to care what happened now.
If you're just
They'll get over it.
Yeah, everybody will get over it. And we were talking about what happened with Nikola Mirotic, and he's speaking today for the first time, down 18 pounds.
Since they tried killing him.
The complications from the appendectomy. Polish physician who provides his medical services free of charge. He said the risk of any kind of bleeding from an appendectomy is about 3%. With most of those coming from these surgical staples or sutures, the risk of more significant or retroperitoneal bleeding, which is what I suspect Mirotic had based on what I'm hearing, is around 0.1 to 1%, depending on which studies you read. So it's rare, but it's not insignificant. And they said, P.S., is Ranji getting some work at the auto show? Well, I only saw one conversation.
No, I'm resting comfortably.
That was a former, not a future, right?
Yes, it was a former.
Okay, one of the many.
No, you stop?
I just love this swath that has been cut through the Midwest.
Oh, stop!
What?
Stop! You're making me sound like a pig.
No, I always said your taste is great. A pig is just gonna.
I know a lot of those. I know a lot of pigs. The guy that used to rub olive oil all over himself was a pig.
Oh, not my friend from Jacksonville, the pig-faced man.
Who's that?
He's the man with the pig face.
Do I know who this is, or is this a real person?
Yeah, he's on the radio down there. He was on the radio down there.
Is it the guy from the Orlando Sentinel that wrote that horrible thing about Tim Tebow and Cam Newton?
No,
that's
Mike Bianchi, isn't it?
I don't know.
Did he write that?
Yeah.
No, he always has like the stub of a giant cigar in his mouth, and he just has an amazingly porcine.
You know,
look.
The way you put your hand to your face and you were showing the cigar, I thought the way you had your hand contorted, I thought, oh, you're going to say he's got a claw.
He has a claw. No.
I'd have been like, that's pretty great.
No, he was in Jacksonville, and he kept walking by us every day, and we were entertained by his unique appearance.
And I've never met anybody with a hook hand, and I kind of want to. Have you?
Are you putting out the call for somebody missing a hand to come over to the remote? It's like, let's make a deal?
Yes.
Anybody with a hard-boiled egg in their purse gets $100. Right? Right? Money haul all of a sudden.
Anybody that comes by and tells Bernstein what you really think of him.
So now Chris Rogers put the call out there for somebody missing it, but they have to have a hook?
They have to have a hook for a hand. Not like one of those fake ones you get at the costume store.
Why do you want to meet the... Do you want one with like the snippy one or with like an old-fashioned pirate one?
Well, I don't think they even make the old-fashioned pirate ones anymore.
I'm sure they make it. It's just that you can find a better one now. They have bionic hands now.
I want to see the hook. I don't care if it's one of the pinchy hooks or if it's just a regular straight hook. It doesn't matter. I just want to see a hook. And it's got to be real.
This man. Bravassic. Switch the samples so we can give you Bravassic.
What color was the guy's hook? What color were his eyes?
That guy's he's a cop in every movie.
One of those guys is a real cop.
Yeah, I think it's that guy. The one he was just imitating.
You talk about central casting. Those guys have definitely called the show to ask why we're not talking hockey.
And then they're all named Bob.
Both of those guys in the future are like, hey, I got a question about the Blackhawks and why they sent down Rob Scuderi. I'll hang up and listen for my answer. What color was the hook?
All right, if you are caller number 6 right now to the contest line, 312-591-6700, you win a seat in the One Step Program's Charity Poker Championship. It is tomorrow night. At this time tomorrow, the doors will be open. The top shelf booze will be flowing. The food will be available, and check-in will be starting at the Montgomery Club, and you might just be there. The 6 o'clock start of the tournament, we are looking forward to it. It is brought to you by Children's Oncology Services, and tomorrow night, we're going to have a great night for the kids.
Somebody texted in and said, my grade school principal had a hook for a hand.
Well, that doesn't help Chris Rogers.
Scariest trip to the principal's office ever.
Why? Unless the principal's menacing you.
Well,
it's brandishing it.
Hey, do you think they ever talked about that principal behind his back or her back, whatever it is?
Never.
Can you imagine? It's already scary to go in there. Come here and sit down.
You got something in your eye.
Eye patch and a parrot, too?
You have the Boris and Bernstein show on the score.
Chicago's sports morning show is Mully and Henley.
Kenny Williams is saying, get rid of the pick. Imre Khan saying, over my dead body.
Kenny, it's a lot of fun to have a guy that goes for it. But what's happened the last 10 years? It's been a rough decade.
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Henley. Chicago's sports morning show. Turn them on at 5 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com.
The amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
$1 on their most popular Tempur-Pedic mattress sets before the prices go up February 29th. And I'm telling you, the Tempur-Pedic is so comfortable that even when Dan sleeps over and sleeps in between me and Terry, we still get a great night's sleep. Now through Sunday, pay no money down and no interest for 5 full years. Plus, get a free 2-pack of memory foam pillows when you buy Beautyrest Black Hybrid or Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Here's what you do, friends. Go to mattressfirm.com to find the store nearest you, and I guarantee there's one near you. You can also call 1-800-431-5921 for details about credit costs and terms that I mentioned earlier. You know, Mattress Firm knows mattresses. They know how to help you save money and shop happy. They even invented their own shopping system. It's comfort by color. Make finding your new mattress easy and enjoyable. And I guarantee you need a new mattress. It's time. Go in there. They will find the mattress, the right one for your sleep style. Also, the mattress that fits your wallet as well. Don't miss the final days of Mattress Firm's President's Day sale. And through Sunday, pay no money down and no interest for 5 full years. It's Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Attention diabetics, is your blood sugar out of